Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
pulling out before ejaculating might be better than nothing, but how effective is this method? Would pre-cum pose a pregnancy risk?
The withdrawal method, also called pulling out, has received a lot of attention recently thanks to a research study that suggested that it was just as effective at reducing the risk of pregnancy as male condoms. This finding was confusing for many people, as it is commonly believed by many women and men that couples can become pregnant from a man's pre-ejaculatory fluids, which are also called pre-cum. The truth is a little trickier than that. Here's the deal. Pre-ejaculatory fluids do not contain any sperm. They are clear fluids that come from small glands inside of a man's body, including glands called the Cowper's glands. These pre-ejaculatory fluids are released into a man's urethra when he becomes aroused, and they help to lubricate the urethra. Some men produce more pre-ejaculatory fluid than others, and they may be able to see it come out of their penis when they're aroused. Others don't produce as much pre-ejaculatory fluid, and it may not be noticeable to them at all. Because pre-ejaculatory fluid does not contain sperm, it cannot get a woman pregnant. That said, most healthcare providers and sexual health educators still discourage people from having unprotected sex for several reasons. First of all, couples can still pass infections to one another. Second, just because a man plans to pull his penis out of his partner's vagina before he ejaculates does not mean that he will be able to. Many ejaculate more quickly than they would like. Men may feel as though they have control over when and where they ejaculate, but they may suddenly feel very excited during sex, or a certain position may stimulate their penis in a way they didn't expect, and they may come without meaning to. Therefore, the withdrawal method is not effective at preventing pregnancy for all men. It probably works very well for men who can routinely and reliably control the timing of their ejaculation. It probably does not reduce pregnancy risk very well for those men who find it challenging to control when and where they ejaculate. Finally, there is one last risk with pre-ejaculate in pregnancy. Although pre-ejaculate does not itself contain sperm, it can carry leftover sperm out of a man's body. For example, if a man masturbates and ejaculates and then an hour later has sex with a woman without a condom, he could potentially get her pregnant even if he doesn't come inside her if his pre-ejaculatory fluids carry his leftover sperm out of his penis and into her vagina. To flush out his leftover sperm, he could try peeing before sex. To learn more about condoms, the withdrawal technique, and other methods of birth control, check out PlannedParenthood.com.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.